little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Cork, will you calm down? Calm down about Porky Queeve and Super Value. This has got... They're up in arms.
Rightly so.
It's just a... Do you know what? It's just business. It's just... It's the nature of life these days. Sponsorship. You got Porky Queeve. Cork GA has bills to pay. Look, you got that beautiful stadium. Do you think that beautiful stadium pays for itself?
Mm.
No. You were there at Ed Sheeran, rocking, living your best lives. You're thinking, Jesus, and the toilets I'm after coming over from Montanotti. Aren't the toilets fabulous inside into Porky Queeve?
You could eat your dinner off that.
I'll tell you what, you could eat your dinner off the toilets. You could eat your dinner off the floor of the toilets inside into Porky Queeve. Jesus Christ, Kieran, the Porky Queeve is looking fabulous these days. Do you think it pays for itself? It doesn't pay for itself. They get Super Value in to pay for it. They're paying 1.5 million for the sponsorship, and they're going to call it what, Super Value Land, is it? Or
Super Value Park.
They're calling it a deli counter.
Like, that's the thing, though.
Stadium.
They're going to call it Super Value Park, but the fans who are going are never going to call it Super Value Park, are they?
I still call the stadium in Dublin Lansdowne Road. I still say Lansdowne Road. For years, I was saying The Point. Mm. Long after the renaming. And today, I call it the O2.
You're always just one step behind, man, aren't you?
That's because I'm thick, you see. There's still plenty of thick people around that'll still call it the old thing. It's not like you have to call it that. It's just what it's going to be called officially. However, everyone will still call it... Like, what do you call it? Do you call it Musgrave Park? Do you call it Independent Park? The other park in
Musgrave. I call it Musgrave.
Musgrave.
Okay,
then. Okay, here we go.
We're back to Lemzip again.
All right, boy.
Oh, that kind of worms.
All right, boy. I think people will still call it the Olympia got a new name.
That's true.
It's called the Three Olympia. Did anyone know that? The poor people in Three. They're like, can we catch a break? It's just commerce. It's what it is. You can continue to still use the old name.
I have a list, Ray. I've had the word processor out. I have a list of controversial, scandalous name changes of people, places, things.
There's also the names that haven't stuck, the names that don't stick. Yeah, how many are on the list?
I have a top 10, but really it's a top 11.
Let's do it. JP's top 11 name changes.
In at number 11, not quite making the top 10, in 2001, Puff Daddy became P. Diddy.
Yeah.
But you would call him P. Diddy, though, wouldn't you?
Did you put Prince in there then as well?
No, because that never worked for me. And he's dead.
Oh, so it's only the name changes that worked for JP that
correct,
we're
gonna get. At number 10, Burma becomes Myanmar. No, the other way around. Myanmar becomes Burma in 1989.
Myanmar or Myanmar?
I would call him Myanmar, but sure, I'm not an expert.
Lemzip or Lemzip?
No, not that again, please.
Pseudocreme or Pseudocreme?
At 9. In 1983, these are all kind of oldish ones. Car brand Datsun became what brand, Ray?
No idea.
Nissan.
I was 3 years old. Datsun.
Here's a famous failure for you. In at number 8, Coco Pops to Choco Krispies. That never worked out.
What happened?
You didn't even remember because it was a blink in the eye.
Did they just change it back?
They did. So in 1998, it was, of course, called Coco Pops.
You gotta have a bowl of Coco Pops.
You can't say, you've gotta have a bowl of Choco Krispies. Doesn't scan. But that's what it was called in Europe. So they changed the name in the UK and Ireland. Everybody hated it. So after changing it in 1998, they changed it again in 1999.
That's fascinating.
It lasted a year.
I think one of the knockoff brands from one of the other retailers, their own thing is called Choco Krispies.
There is a Choco Snaps as well.
There you go.
In at number 7, Semple Stadium became FBD Semple Stadium in 2022. I think this is a good example that could apply to Porky Queeve because nobody calls it that.
I'm a bit late to the party now. But how about calling it Super Value Porky Queeve? Much like FBD Semple Stadium.
At least you're splitting the difference there, yeah. That could work.
And only charge them 750,000 instead of the 1.5 million.
In at number 6, you mentioned it already, Ray. Olympia becomes the 3 Olympia. It's always going to be the Olympia, isn't it?
Have you got Marathon Snickers in there? Or have I just eaten your breakfast?
Stop revealing the list, Ray. At number 5, in 1998, this one hurt me a little bit. Opal Fruits become Starburst. I was not a fan of that.
Yeah, I still call it the same thing. I call Starburst the Aviva Stadium.
Again, you're ruining the list, Ray. In at number 4, a recent one, only last year, you'll remember it was in the news headlines, Ray. Lilt. It became Fanta, Grapefruit and Pineapple.
What?
I totally missed this one.
What?
They don't do lilt anymore.
I specifically remember Ben Finnegan, newsreader, reading about this story last year. It's no lilt doesn't exist.
Can you
exist.
Hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can't believe it. You know me, I famously don't listen to the radio.
Spoiler alerts. The top three, Ray, may have just spoiled them for us. Number three, Point Depot becomes the O2 in 2008 and then the Three Arena in 2014. It's still the O2 to you, though, right?
So it's been 10 years, the Three Arena.
Oh, yeah.
And I still call it the O2.
The power of marketing. At number two.
There's some people that are just thick. Super Value, if you're listening, don't worry about it. You're never going to catch the ticks.
Ray's an outlier.
Do you know what? They'll still come in. They'll think they're going to Dunn's, but they'll still come into Super Value.
1990, Marathon becomes Snickers. Again, I think that was the Americans making us change.
Yeah.
And then at number one, we're back to venues again. And this is where you're also a bit of an outlier, Ray. Mm. In 2010, Lansdowne Road becomes the Aviva Stadium. I have heard you call
still
the Aviva Stadium Lansdowne Road.
So hang on, and how long has it been the Aviva now as well?
Since 2010.
So you're telling me for 14 years that name change has been in place and it still hasn't stuck with me? Once again, you're never going to win over the ticks. That was JP's top 11. John Paul, thank you very much indeed for
thanks.
That. That's what he spent the whole morning on that.
Yeah.
He did nothing else all day. It's
no,
absolutely
sweating.
Ridiculous. Money for old Rome. Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM. Ray. Yeah. I love the show. Hey.